From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States is publicly accusing Russia of launching a series of cyber attacks aimed at undermining the upcoming U.S. elections. A senior administration official did stop short of calling the intrusions an act of cyber war, but in a statement released late Friday, the United States said it was confident Russia directed the hacks of the Democratic National Committee this past July, leaking thousands of emails that embarrassed the party in the days leading up to its national convention. The Department of Homeland Security and the Director of National Intelligence say that some U.S. states have seen scanning and probing of their election-related systems, which originated from servers operated by a Russian company. However, the statement says the United States is not now in a position to attribute that activity to the Russian government. Russia has repeatedly rejected accusations that it hacks the United States. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Friday that the idea that Russia was behind the attacks against the Democratic Party was nonsense. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is calling for a war crimes investigation of Russia and Syria following an attack on a Syrian hospital Thursday night, which left 20 people dead. Kerry said that someone needs to be held accountable for the violence.
And those who commit these would and should be held accountable for these actions. They're beyond the accidental now, way beyond. Years beyond the accidental.
A Russian foreign ministry spokesperson called Kerry's statement propaganda. Also Friday, Russia said it would veto a draft UN Security Council resolution that demands an end to airstrikes and military flights over Aleppo. This is VOA News. Hurricane Matthew continues to unleash powerful winds and heavy rains on the southeastern U.S. coast, while the death toll continues to mount in Haiti. The National Weather Service said that Matthew has weakened to a Category 2 storm as it moves north-northwest, bearing maximum sustained winds of 177 kilometers per hour. The storm is headed up the eastern seaboard with heavy rains in Georgia and the Carolinas. Georgia Governor Nathan Deal urged coastal residents to stay away until they know it is safe to return home.
I know that those who have had to leave their homes are anxious to get back to make sure that everything is properly taken care of and protected. But as you've heard from our DOT and from others here, be sure that you do not put yourself in greater jeopardy by trying to return too soon.
Matthew has left hundreds dead in the Caribbean, at least 400 in Haiti. U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump issued an apology Friday after a 2005 video surfaced showing him making lewd comments about women. In the video, Trump brags to former Access Hollywood show host Billy Bush about kissing, groping, and trying to seduce women who are not his wife. He also boasts that when you're a star, women will let you do anything. Trump was wearing a microphone for his appearance on a daytime television drama. In his statement, Trump said it was locker room banter, a private conversation that took place many years ago. Bill Clinton has said far worse to me on the golf course. But Republican Party Chairman Reince Priebus condemned the comment, saying no woman should ever be described in those terms. Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton said on Twitter that, quote, "We cannot allow this man to become president." The incident comes 2 days before Trump and Clinton face off in the second presidential debate. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize Friday for his efforts in securing the end of a more than five-decade-old conflict with Marxist rebels. Santos and Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia leader Rodrigo Londono, also known as Timochenko, signed the historic peace accord last month to end Latin America's longest-running conflict. The treaty was later rejected by a majority of voters in a referendum. The U.S. Labor Department says the country's economy added 156,000 jobs in September. The unemployment rate increased slightly to 5%. September's job gains were lower than the average so far this year, but wages rose 2.6% over the past year. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.